The Time Tider, written by Sinead O'Hart and read by Roisin Rankin. The Time Tider's Handbook 1/B/2. The tools of the Time Tider are 3: the stitch, the watch, and the hourglass. Most important is the hourglass, which must never be surrendered to another, even on pain of death. Her dad was bent over his work when she got back to their van. The door's rusted hinges creaked open and screeched shut, but he didn't lift his eyes from the pool of light at his table. "Food," Mara said, dumping the plastic bag down onto her bunk. Her dad grunted, his attention unwavering from the deconstructed watch that lay in pieces on a white cloth in front of him. On a shelf above his work desk, his apparatus, that was his own word for it, was set up, consisting of 3 small glass vessels connected by narrow glass tubes. A thick, colourful fluid flowed noiselessly between the vessels, swirling strangely as Mara glanced at it. She'd been curious about this apparatus and its contents all her life, but when she asked her dad about it, his answers were vague or confusing. She'd long ago stopped asking, though her curiosity remained. "Dad, I said food." Mara turned to the cupboards behind her and pulled out a pair of cracked plates. She stowed the plastic cutlery the outreach lady had given her in their silverware drawer, an old wooden box crammed with whatever knives, forks and spoons they owned, and pulled out their only pieces of proper stainless steel cutlery, mismatched and stolen from who knew where. She turned back to her father. He hadn't moved. He hadn't even glanced at the food. Mara sighed. She laid the plates on the floor, glancing up at her father as she did so. His eyes were hidden behind his magnifying goggles, and he made no indication he even knew she was there. She pulled open the lid of the first tub and breathed in the steam that billowed out. "Spicy," she thought with a grin. Some of the sauce splashed onto her fingers as she dished it onto her dad's plate. She licked it off, her senses tingling. It was tasty. She forked out half of the second tub onto her own plate and sealed up the rest, hoping it would keep until the next day. Then she placed her father's plate and cutlery at his elbow, careful not to disturb his delicate work, before settling herself on the floor with her back against her bunk and her knees against the edge of her dad's. She'd almost finished eating her meal when she remembered the bread rolls. Shifting to one side, she slid a hand into her pocket and pulled one out. Tearing it open, she used half to mop up the sauce. As she swallowed the last mouthful, Mara looked up. Her father had put away the timepiece he'd been working on, and now held his own pocket watch, a beautiful silver thing in a polished case. He was looking at its face, but Mara couldn't read his expression. Once in a while, he would let her look at this watch and the crest it bore, along with the words engraved above it. A motto, he said, though Mara wasn't sure whose or what it meant. "Time and tide may wait for none, but they will wait for me."